more like radio.
Hey, you want to say something really scary? We live in a world where society has poisoned the souls of men. It hovers over them like a dark cloud, and they can't do anything about it, because they're just a regular, everyday working class.
People like me,
they get down on their hands and knees, and they whisper these little lies and secrets into their ears. But I have a secret of my own.
I will smack your face off of your face.
I am the voice of the voiceless.
Do I have everybody's attention now?
Do I have everybody's attention now?
Dr. King is dead. Malcolm X is dead. I'm that new guy. I'm that new inspiration. I'm the guy you look at when your daddy ain't in your life, when your daddy in prison. I'm that guy that comes to your high school and tell you you can make it happen. Greatness is upon you. You better act like it.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, listeners of all ages. The time right now is 5:02 Pacific Standard Time, and you have tuned in to morelikeradio.com, which can truly only mean one thing, that you are here, and you are excited, and you are rearing, roaring, and ready to go for the first official My Time Now episode of the new year 2015, and that is exactly what I'm going to deliver to you guys. We are live from the U.S. to the U.K. We are live from the East to the West, ladies and gentlemen. East Coast to the West Coast, I am your host, the best in the world. I am Mr. No Days Off himself, the voice of the voiceless, the King of Kings, Johnny Five, a.k.a. Sir Darkside. Welcome. Thank you. How are you? Happy New Year. What's going on? Hi, nice to meet you. Hello. 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 Please, please, hold your applause. Hold your applause. Sit down. Sit down. We're going to have a great, great show. We've got pretty much nothing but new music lined up for you today. It's just the business. It's just the business. And it is going down tonight. You know, we're getting it done this year, okay? We're getting it done. And I want to lead today's show with a request that I had, set out last year. Bloggers, guys, if you are a blogger or you have a website you want to cross-promote, let me know. This is the year for it. I want to, you know, we've already gotten to the on the radar level with the whole the Source magazine thing going on, you know, the whole got to change the name and the threat of legal action and yada 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 yada. So we are ready to take it to that next step, to take it to that next level where it needs to be, so that we can start doing even more for the show and for you guys out there that want to be heard. Again, I am the voice of the voiceless, and I don't take that title lightly. I'm definitely looking forward to having a show every Tuesday. We didn't have a show the first Tuesday of the year because of technical issues, and by technical issues, I mean a lack of electricity. So, you know, hopefully that's not going to be a thing in the future moving forward. And as well as once I get myself situated, I'm currently looking to move very soon. Once I get myself situated and I know for a fact that there can be a show every Tuesday, where we're going to be doing interviews again. Currently, I'm back in the works with Rhymesayers for trying to get A$AP Rock on the show, trying to get Blueprint on the show, trying to get Brother Ali on the show. I want to get Lex Lou on the show. I want to get Max Starr on the show. I want to get, you know, just a bevy of people back on the show. I want to get back into the interview thing. I want to engage more of you guys and the listeners because, you know, today we had a very promising promotional day, all day today, and pretty much kind of all week last week. We've got a lot of new music for you guys today, so it's gonna be great. We're gonna talk Lupe Fiasco right now, even as we speak. Twitter is going crazy. You hear that in the background? That's our Facebook page, or our Facebook alerting us to things, likes and updates. But as we speak right now, Lupe Fiasco is basically just taking over our Twitter feed with just craziness. And I want to talk about, I don't know, state of mind that I don't know what's going on there, but it's really interesting. If you want to have yourself heard, if you want to have your time, if you want to have your shot at greatness and to be heard by thousands upon thousands upon thousands, and we're getting higher and higher every day, but if you want to have your shot to be heard, make sure that you send us your music to mc.itsmtn@gmail.com. And we will definitely listen, because we want to hear you. We want to play you. We want to give you your time, because that's what this is all about. And again, that email is mc.itsmtn@gmail.com. You send us an email with your song attached in the email, as well as a short bio about yourself and where you can be reached via the interweb, and we will definitely give it a listen. And if we like what we hear, we will give you play upon play upon play, week after week after week. And that's just how it's going to go, for damn certain. For damn certain, you know. I think people seem to forget that this is about as serious as you can get starting off, you know. I'm not fucking around here. And, you know, 2015, if you are a musician or you're an entertainer or you are, you know, really anything, and you're off to, and you're looking to really achieve something this year, this is, you know, this is the time to take it seriously, you know. So I get a lot of people who I either ask for music or they want to get their stuff played on the show, and they tell me, oh, go to the link. Link's in the YouTube. The link, the download it on the SoundCloud. Go to Audio Mac and get it. No, I'm not going to do that, because you want to be heard. And if you don't, then you're not pushing your stuff, then fuck it. I don't care, you know. I'm not here to guide you and hold your hand through the whole thing, you know what I'm saying? And like I've said numerous times in the past, if it's really, really, really dope, I'll go through those channels, you know, because I just want to get it. But if I'm trying to give you a hand and reach out to you to, you know, let you be heard on a platform that reaches tens of thousands of people right now, you know, weekly, you know, And again, that number is only going up and up and up. So if you, I'm giving you a chance to be heard, and you tell me to go, you're basically telling me to go fuck off, you know, that it's not important enough for you to want to be heard and for you to go through the proper channels and motions to get the song to the proper platforms, then I don't care, because you don't care about your career. I mean, you got to take this seriously, as seriously as I take it, and do what needs to be done. So if you want to get your music heard, you know how to do it. You can, boom, get it on over to me via that email. But, you know, if not, that's on you. But this is the year to take it seriously. You know, I just got finished watching, not Jest, but yesterday, I think, I watched the a Jelani Carter video. And it really, you know, it really... it was, for a lack of a better word, inspiring. You know, it really touched to a point of people in general, what he's going through, of where you start something and you know what you want to do, you know where you want to be, you know what you're trying to achieve, and you keep holding yourself back via a lack of dedication or a lack of follow through or a lack of confidence or a lack of belief or, you know what I'm saying, a lack of something in you that you then project onto the world. You know, for example, I have never done a show because it is my belief that my music won't be received well in the open mic outlets, you know. And as I look around me and I grow, I realize that that's just not true, and it's never been true. You know, it's definitely not true now in this day and age, but it's never been true, you know, because my content, the quote-unquote nerdcore and quote-unquote conscious, my content is becoming more and more prominent, especially the nerdcore, as time goes on. And I feel like, you know, this is the, I mean, if I can't get out there and push it this year and hit at least one stage before my life, before I decide to either A, pack it in and call it quits, or, you know, die, if I can't hit at least one stage before the end of this year even, then, you know, I'm the only person that's holding myself back is me. The only person not believing in myself is me, for all my best in the world talk and all my arrogance that, you know, I project every day. It's just, it's not worth it if it's not going anywhere. And, you know, Jelani is going through that thing where he knows that he's fucking up, and he's ready to do something about it. And I definitely want to help push that, help him in any way that I possibly can, because when I started this show, that's what this show was about. It was about helping people get to a point where they wanted to be, before the controversy, before all the fucking bullshit and the arguments and the beef. That's what it was, and, you know, that's what it's gonna be, again, for as much as it can be. So definitely be sure to follow him on Twitter, at underscore Jelani Carter. J is in Justice, E is in Edgar, L, A, N is in Nancy, I, C is in Cat, A is in Art, R, T is in Tommy, E as in Echo, R as in Righteous, Jelani underscore Jelani Carter on Twitter. Make sure that you follow him. Give him the support that he needs. He's a funny guy. He's a talented artist. We've done music together. It was one of my first interviews. Do the damn thing. Get it done. Let's make it happen. We're going to jump into the first new joint. You know, fuck it. We're just going to assume that all the songs played today is new music or music that was released more towards the last 3 months of last year. So that's what's happening today. It's going down. You're going to deal with it. You're going to love it. So do what you do every day. damn Tuesday. You get real close up to your speakers. You put on your safety goggles. Throw the helmet on. Today you're probably going to need a mask because we are blaring a virus that we got a little bit later on. We are blaring a virus that we received from Lex Luthor, and she kills it. I said, she kills it. I said, hold on 1 second. I don't think you heard me. Let me dial it in. She kills it, and it's going down tonight. So be prepared for that Lex Luthor joint. We got J Dime tonight. We got two Max Star joints, one of which is coming up next, Real Hip Hop. Another one coming up a little bit later in the show. Let the horns blare. Please believe it. We got a new joint from MOA off of the MOA Pure Knowledge album titled United We Rhyme, called Shock Value. All right. We got Go by yours truly, a new joint for a new year, where new shit is happening all day, and we've got much more. We've got the we got that Olivia Louise, y'all. Oh yeah, straight out of the UK. Like I said, from the US to the UK, we are rocking it every damn day. So strap into your seats, crack open a cold one. Make yourself safe, make yourself comfortable, and get ready, because you know what time it is. And that time is right the fuck now.
Damn. I said, what happened to the good old days? The good old days. I got an all-star lineup. Take y'all back to the golden era. Come on, mics and turntables.
That's real hip hop.
Fly kicks and dope rhymes.
That's real hip hop.
B-boys and DJs.
That's real hip hop.
I got one question.
Who wants real hip hop?
Be banging out the headphones, mic right in front of me. True hip hop head, that's how it's always gonna be. The era's always golden as long as the niggas rapping. We crafting gems in the studio and making shit happen. Y'all know, we keeping that true shit afloat. The era that I'm from, niggas had to be dope. But got this, we got this, there's no second guessing. Keep your big mouth shut, yeah. It's time to learn a lesson.
Rewind back before the skinny jeans, the skirts, the cash, the post-op. Back before the stacks, the catalogs, trash and no cuts, yeah. My era can't compare to the era y'all prepare for. I guess we the OGs now, I'm only 30, but my roots thickin', through true spittin'. No matter who listens, deck spinning off 212s from drop the boost. Navigation to turn up, we're slammed by the Onyx. While we talking that jazz, like we're quoting Stetsasonics. Take it back to sample bass, and rapping greats instead of corporate face and coaches race. Now the foundation after we cool. I only hope this track is a little fresh. Yeah. True, of real hip hop.
Mics and turntables.
That's real hip hop.
Fly kicks and dope rhymes.
That's real hip hop.
B-boys and DJs.
That's real hip hop.
I got one question.
Who wants real hip hop?
Boom bap and rap crew.
That's real hip hop.
Lyricists and boombox.
That's real hip hop.
A pen and a pad.
That's real hip hop.
I got one question.
Who wants real hip hop?
1973, hip hop's full burst, yeah. In the Bronx. Shout out to DJ Kool Herc, and I'm number one. Wait, I'm sorry, I lied. I'm number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So that means that I blaze mics with no concept of stage fright. While you hate life, I'ma take flight. You can't turn up the hype like the Great White. Sooner or later, it will stop. Break lights. Figure this limitless. I ain't the fake type. No, my vigor is venomous like a snake bite. We will never flip flop. So put your hands up if you love hip hop. Mics and turntables.
That's real hip hop.
Fly kicks and dope rhymes.
That's real hip hop.
B-boys and DJs.
That's real hip hop.
I got one question.
Who wants real hip hop?
Boom bap and rap crew.
That's real hip hop.
Lyricists and boombox.
That's real hip hop.
A pen and a pad.
That's real hip hop.
I got one
shout
question.
Out to Max.
Who wants real hip hop?
Get ready for blast off. This is last call. Ask y'all, who do you think's responsible for rap's fall? Is it the crack off? Me the niggas that rap saw. Materialistic rappers is bragging they ass off. This is the black star. Back to my roots flow. Under the asphalt. Holding the truth, no. Pull out a golden era. They know what's better. It's the equivalent of the Senate next to 2 dimes. But the one on the right has no mascara. She wanted to show with Deva. To get her to know her better. She ready to go together. She was such a sweet 16. You were scared to ask the data. For the prison industry plan to assassinate her.
Right.
Before Bio 106 made her a ratchet banger.
Right.
Before the boob injection.
Yeah.
YouTube selection. Pick up the transfer to the new school. Depression for classes and sessions, so don't give me you fools a lesson.
Mics and turntables,
that's real hip-hop.
Fly kicks and dope rhymes,
that's real hip-hop.
B-boys and DJs,
that's real hip-hop.
I got one question,
who wants real hip-hop?
Boom bap and rap crew,
that's real hip-hop.
Lyricists and boomboxes,
that's real hip-hop.
A pen and a pad,
that's real hip-hop.
I got one question,
who wants real hip-hop?
Just as plain and as simple as that. We paying homage to the golden era of hip-hop. That's that real hip-hop, y'all. At this time, I want to give a few honorable mentions, a few RIPs, and a few shout-outs to some folks that have paved the way for artists like myself and the others. RIP Biggie Smalls. R.I.P. Tupac Shakur, R.I.P. Big L, Jam Master J, Mac Dre, R.I.P. Pimp C, R.I.P. Big Proof, Big Pun, and many others, y'all. And shout out to the visionaries at Jedi Mind Tricks, Eminem, D12. And the list goes on. Outkast, Hieroglyphics, Gangstar, R.I.P. Guru, Beastie Boys, Wu-Tang, The Lost Boys, Ghetto Boys, DJ Premier, Snoop Dogg, MC Light, Dr. Dre. Man, the list just goes on and on and on. Queen Latifah, all those people I named, that's real hip-hop. And of course, the homie Black, EQ, Yellow Black, and the one and only, the Scholars, baby. Matt Storm! Let's go! Hip-hop!
Be on my Batman tip, cause I turn you rappers ghosts with this miracle bit. And you know they call me Flash, cause I make moves quick. Except for when I'm with the girl, you can ask Yo Chick. She said the pipe so good, now she said my name was Mario, but she's no Princess Peach. So you know I got to let her go, I make a splash with every flow. You think my name was Mario, these other rappers magic off, and I ain't talking miracles. So they getting seismic tossed out, I'm the last level of games, I'm talking boss out. They some cats that ain't got no lives, I'm talking lost out. I need a girl that's savage, you cool and blonde, I'm talking no doubt. No doubt, shout out to Gwen Stefani. She's a diamond queen on the scene like Emma Frost. See how I go psycho, the way the beat knocks. I'm blind to the trash, they spitting, so call me Cyclops. I can blast and I'll end a rapper tragic. But you cannot be my brother, won't beat if you are not having. Get it? Cyclops, have it, brother. Got you, man, got nerd cooking, warm awful. These new rappers fade out from the inside. I guess it's pretty safe to say they got way too much kitty pride. Huh. And I'm sorry I'm so mean, I'm a nimble with the flow. So I guess it's the X gene, so fast with the rhymes, no whiplash. Living Tony Stark's like minus me and Iron Man. I'm sick of rappers iron talk when they are not prepared to blast. They think they walk in war machines when they ain't even Adam Ants.
Nah, hold up. You know what? We gonna run that shit back. Y'all sleeping on the year already. You know what I'm saying? Y'all all tired. Y'all, you know, you done popped the champagne. You seen the fireworks going off. You sitting down at home New Year's Eve. And you, it's midnight. Oh, fireworks. You go home. You got drunk that night. Woke up with a hangover, but you had to go to work the next day. So you just been working nonstop all year. You wanted the show last Tuesday and it didn't happen. You're just disappointed and you're crying. And now the show's here and you're like, I don't know. I'm tired and I don't. Well, it's time for you to cut the yawning, shut it down, turn it up, and wake the fuck up. Let's run that shit back. Come on. Sleeping on the Nerdcore. What you doing? Come to your house. Knock, knock. It ain't Domino's, bitch.
I be on my Batman tip, cause I turn you rappers ghosts with this Nerdcore bit. And you know they call me Flash, cause I make moves quick. Except for when I'm with a girl, you can ask yo chick, she said the pipe's so good. Now she's with my name was Mario, but she's no Princess Peach, so you know I had to let her go. I make a splash with every flow, you think her name was Derek Ghost. These other rappers magic off and I ain't talking miracles. So they getting seismic tossed out, I'm the last level of games, I'm talking boss out. Make some cash that ain't got no lives, I'm talking lost out. I need a girl that's average, you cool and blonde, I'm talking no doubt. No doubt, shout out to Gwen Stefani. She's a diamond queen on the scene like Emma Frost. See how I go psycho, the way the beat knocks. I'm flying to the trash, they spitting, so call me Cyclops. I can blast and I'll end up rapper tragic. But you cannot be my brother, one piece if you are not having. Get it? Cyclops, have it, brother, got you. Nerd guy, nerd talking, you're a marvel. These new rappers made out from the inside. I guess it's pretty safe to say they got me too much kitty pride. And I'm sorry they're so mean, I'm a nimmer with the flow. So I guess it's the X gene, so fast with the rhymes, no whiplash. Living Tony Stark's like minus me and Iron Man. I'm sick of rappers iron talk when they are not prepared to blast. They think they walk in war machines when they ain't even Adam Ants. Nah, hell, they ain't even Mighty Mouse. They talk thug, act punk, so that hardly counts. And some of them could hardly count. There's so many lanes that I can hardly count. And it's turning me green because I'm raging out. And I don't pull the Hulk cord, it's morphin' time. So I just summon Dragonzord, summon with a mic in my hand, a life that you can't afford. See me as the Green Ranger, shout out to Dexter Frank, cause I ain't tap out either. So now I'm back on my grind like a Hawkeye. We Hawkeyes, and a deadly lion's appetite. An appetite that's only used for killing guys. And yo, I'm hungry, I think I might be Dragon Knight. I'm spitting flames, get blue, and they light up your life. I do this all for you, I teach it every night. Tight skills with the pen Godzilla. Dragonzord, Megamorph, Metaphor Killer. Droid, nerdy boy, Tony Stark, liver, Megatron, Pope, don't sleep on a heavy hitter, wake up! Wake up! Don't sleep, wake up! Don't sleep, wake up!
What? That was Wake Up by Myself, preceded by Real Hip Hop Remix by Max Star. We hype this year, you know what I'm saying? We hype this year. I've been up writing music. Like, what? Music. We writing it. I say we writing it, you know? Everybody listening and they be biting it, you know? So, I'm saying it's happening. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying that it's going down this year. This is the year. Why wasn't it last year? Because it wasn't. So what makes this year different? Us. That's what makes this year different. Our minds, our level of excitement, our level of dedication. And I feel like, you know what it is too with me? I'm a numbers guy, you know? And like people think I'm obsessed with numbers. And it's not so much that I'm obsessed with numbers, but numbers, everything. I feel like everything has its place and in time and in generation and in life. Everything has its place. And for me, my number is 5. I think we've talked about this a long time ago. My number is 5, and I love number 5. Multiples of 5s. Numbers that can be divided by 5. Numbers that have 5 in it. So 2015 for me is exciting because, you know, like when I turned 25, that was, yeah, 25, you know. I'm turning 30, not so excited about it. when I turn 50, I feel like, oh, yeah, that's going to, because I'm going to lose it. I'm going to lose my mind. I'll be 50 years old, and I'm going to lose my mind. I'm going to do something crazy. I'm going to go skydiving or something stupid if I haven't already gone skydiving by then. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go swim with sharks. I'm going to go fucking wrestle an alligator. I'm going to tame a lion. I'm going to do something insane because I love numbers five. So 2015 for me is an exciting year, you know, because... You know, this type of, just like 2005 for me was an exciting year. You know, I got a lot done in 2005 and without even knowing about it. You know, I was just looking back. You look at all the music that I released in 2005. Sean in the chat room says, awful lot of honkies in this chat room. Not enough honkies. And that's another thing that I want to do. I want to get a chat room going. You know what I'm saying? We need you guys in the chat room. We need you talking. We need you buzzing like a bee. Motherfucking Dutch and Royce jump on this motherfucking shit. The show that's up after me, those motherfuckers come in. Chat room turns into a motherfucking party. You know what I'm saying? When I first started this show, I had a chat room like that. And again, it, due to my own lack of presence and my own lack of promotion, that has dramatically dwindled. In addition to the fact that I'm competing with shows like... The Flash. I'm competing with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and now I'm competing with Agent Carter. So, I mean, understandably, there is a lot going on the television during these hours on the East Coast, which makes the room a little lackluster, which I completely understand. But I definitely need to be promoting more on the West Coast as well, which I have not been doing. I need to get back out there. I need to get back to shows. I need to get back to doing the things that I started doing when this show came. Because I can't keep sitting around going, I need to start. I just need to start. It just needs to be done. I just need to do it. You know? I need to stop saying I need to. And I need to. You know? So... yeah, so for me, unknowingly, to get back on topic, I accomplished a lot musically in 2005, and 2015 for me, I feel. 2010, however, I don't really remember it all that much. I think I might have been drunk for all of 2010. I might have been drunk. I might have been drunk. I don't know. But... Sean says, who watches TV? Has no one taught you how to torrent shit? You know what? I don't torrent. I don't like it. As a me and a person, and I've always been that way. After I got out of high school, downloading music illegally, unless it was shitty music, you know, like, and this sounds messed up, but I would like, if it was a terrible, like, let's say I wanted to hear one or two songs from a Lil Wayne album, but I'm like, I'm not going to give you my money, I would download it. But, like, shit I, like, really like, I can't torrent. I want them to get the views. I want them to get the acknowledgement and the credit because when we, you know, I think they've just now started counting, you know, downloads and streams and torrents and stuff like that into viewerships. But, I mean, if you think about... If everybody was torrenting The Flash, for example, and no one was actually watching it and it wasn't getting real views, they wouldn't be renewed for a second season. Arrow wouldn't be renewed for a fourth season, you know, these type of shows. So I like to, as much as I can, be a part of watching it or listening, you know. Like with Aesop Rock, everybody, I think, who's a fan of the show knows that Rhymesayers used to send me entire albums for free and to promote for them. And I had Aesop Rock's Skeleton album for free, the whole thing. But it was so good, and I respect Aesop so much that I still went on and purchased it right after the show because, I mean, just fucking amazing, you know? Like, I want you to get my money. I want you to know that people are out there listening to your shit, and I want you to know that it is appreciated and that it's valued, so... I don't torrent shows unless they're terrible shows and it's just like I have to see it because someone told me I need to see it. But otherwise, I don't, you know. I even stopped doing that with wrestling. I bought a stupid the $9.99 wrestling pass thing, which I have. They haven't. Keep this guy. Guys, this is a secret between us, right? Okay? But they have not charged me for wrestling.
since I got it, or at least not that I can see in my account. So, everybody go get WWE. They're not too up on their fucking charging you per month thing. And, yeah. So, anyway, 2010, I was drunk, I assume. This year, it's going to happen, though. I'm going to make something happen. If not in music with this and making this larger than it has already become. Because, I mean, for me, again, and I know I talk about it a lot, but, I mean, it's a big deal when you really think about it. It's a big deal when a multi-million dollar national agency contacts you, your station and your show, and says, hey, if you don't stop using this name, we're gonna sue you. You know, that's how did they hear about, you know, like when you really sit down and you think about it and you go, wow, that's really huge. You know, that would be like, fucking, I don't know. I don't even know what to compare it to. I don't even know. But for me, it's really big, and it's really huge. And I need to capitalize on that idea. I need to capitalize on knowing that somehow, some way, someone told someone who told someone who got to them and was just like, we got to shut this shit down because, you know, and maybe they felt, and maybe it was that the fact that I had that name, people thought it was associated to them and it got where it was. But either way, it lets me know as a person who has started this from nothing when Ryan was my co-host. I don't know what the fuck happened to that guy. He got married and has kids. When did that shit happen, by the way? When did partner, co-owner of More Like Radio have fucking kids? Where was I? Like, I could have sworn I was making music with the fucking guy for all this time. And then all of a sudden, he's married and has kids. I don't even know. That's a completely different story for a different time. Maybe I should ask him. But, yeah. You need to get shit done. Get it done, guys. And a lot of this show, like I said, it's really, a lot of what I'm talking about is inspired by, you know, I watched this Jelani Carter video, and it really was like, you know, like, we all go through it. We all go through holding ourselves back, and we all go through, you know, these moments, especially me as an Aries. I can't even, and I don't know why it's important that I, because they say Aries starts projects and never finishes them, you know, and for me, that's been the case. You know, Florida, I had a company, and I just kind of let that fall to the wayside. I started a comic book production that I was working on very diligently, and I let that fall to the wayside. You know, so it's like I started a clothing line last year. You know, I got all the stuff done for, I paid for the artwork, I paid, and this is like real fucking money. I'm not just talking about, oh, you know, $20, $30, you know, money was dropped on this artwork and on these ideas, and nothing has happened with it, and that's due to my own inefficiency, my own lack of willingness, my own lack of seriousness. So again, we live and we learn, and we go through life, and we do what we feel that we need to do. But sometimes what we feel we need to do isn't actually what's required of us at all, and it's just this idea that we put on ourselves, you know. So got to get back into that. And we're all going to have a very prosperous new year, a very prosperous year. We're all going to be dedicated, those of us who are serious about what the fuck they're doing. We're going to be dedicated to it. We're going to get it done, and we're going to make shit happen this year. Because why? Because we believe in ourselves, and we believe in each other. And I'm not trying to go all motivational speaker on you, but it's just what's fucking happening, all right? Be a man. Be a man, be a man, be a man. Or be a woman. Be a lioness. Be a queen, a goddess. Get shit done. No more of this bitch bad shit, all right? Bad bitch, boss, shama boss shit. Shut that shit down, all right? We're putting an end to that shit. and we're going to get it done. Speaking of putting an end to Bitch Bad, and speaking of being a man, let's jump right into this Olivia Louise track titled Be a Man. The shit is hot. Get ready to be knocked out of your socks, to have your eyeballs melted out of your eye sockets, and to have your eardrums perforated, because this shit is going to blow your mind. Hashtag mind blown. You know what time it is. Are y'all staring? Are y'all listening? Are y'all hearing? Nah, I don't think y'all heard the man. We gonna run that shit back one time because y'all niggas don't get it. I don't know why I just bleeped out niggas right now. I have no idea. I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know. Fucking, I guess I'm not about it. But I'm about it now.
This is Downtown Music.
Yeah, but we really bout it. I be the one people hardly be doubting. I just step up on the mic and these people's seats are ignited. They yell and screaming and hollering, saying I'm amazing. But look 2 years back, they're saying that I wouldn't make it. We finally famous, everyone hating can kiss my anus. So you think I do the, well I'm making you constipated. I'm the greatest since day one, we about to fix that. Rappers claiming they're real, but really they just don't counterfeit. If you think you got it, then homie, we can't go handle that. I am talking fighting, a firing beast. Music. I told you I do this. People staring at me, you would think I was a new kid. Going toe to toe with a kid is something you don't do. Might as well forfeit, cause either way you are gonna lose. That's when I come from taking our PK. They asking if we invited. We invited some different day. We said we bought it, we bought it, bought it. We bought it, bought it, said we bought it. We bought it, bought it, we bought it, bought it. Said we bought it, we bought it, bought it. We bought it, bought it, we bought it, bought it. Said I be that man of that. And you just sit back, watch it happen. Said we bought it, we bought it, bought it.
It's
going down and I'll be there in a gym.
I'm kind of
acting like a two-inch sword with a pistol.
Let's go.
When I cut him, my point is clearer than Christmas. I was belted way before two chains had a necklace. Before Paul Warren was great, the teeth feeling reckless.
Oh,
before
wow,
Mr. P made you want to say, I was kicking it with Nelly screaming, I'm number one.
Break it down.
I'm with it again and I'm local. I'm making it hella before your
break
eyes.
It down.
I'm sick of this shit. That's why I call myself measles. Don't be surprised.
Ooh.
I'm starting to push myself as if it was better than in the 80s.
Yeah.
But that's what you said. I'm sitting over here, over there. It's getting too crazy.
Woo.
It's getting wavy. I just might need a surfboard. Rocket blasting like Raccoon when I launch board.
Rocket.
Scoreboard reading 100 to zip. Got you feeling extra salty with fries in your upper lip.
Oh, you mad, bro.
Yeah, you know I'm hot. You see the sweat on my forehead. After this verse, I'm fit and I make some more bread.
Okay.
No fat the low, better stack up your peanut butter. Don't forget your jelly. Yeah, I'm about to fill your belly. Oh, yeah, I'm about it. Wouldn't have it any other way. Continue to be about it till I run out of words to say.
Okay.
My energy is outrageous. God, I'm so contagious.
Come
everybody
on. Come on.
It by Pure Knowledge featuring M.O.A. And that shit's just A-OK with me all day. You know what I'm saying? And I couldn't bring it in. I couldn't reel it in. Couldn't bring it back. Hey, Lupe, see, what the fuck is going on with Lupe? I don't know. I feel like he's losing his mind. Because this is something that really bothered me. Lupe Fiasco, Kid Cudi, and Azalea Banks traded words over Twitter. This is an article I'm reading off of hiphopdx.com. You know where it is, what it does, how we do it. I need to link up with them and fucking, we need to work. We need to work, see? This is what I'm talking about, work. Why haven't I ever actually officially reached out to hiphopdx.com? They write articles. I want articles written or posted on My Time Now Facebook. So why haven't I reached out? Why haven't, see, that's what I'm talking about. That's that cross-platform promotion that we need to start doing this year. I need to get it done. It needs to start happening. But anyway, I digress. Moving on, two of hip hop's and social media's most outspoken personalities engaged on Twitter earlier today as Lupe Fiasco and Azalea Banks went head to head about Kendrick Lamar's recent comments in Billboard magazine. And you see, if I reached out to hiphopbx.com, they would know that I am social media's most outspoken personality. But, you know, hey, that's a story for a different time, right, guys? The beef started when Lupe Fiasco came to Kendrick's defense for his comments. #BeMoreLikeKendrick, the Chicago rapper tweeted. Azealia would come in and take a shot at Lupe about his relevance. At Lupe Fiasco, you still haven't made a decent song since I was 17, she tweeted. Lupe then replied, Lupe then replied by pulling out an old tweet Banks made about him a while back where she admired his flow. After a little back and forth, Kid Cudi subsequently got involved. He began by subtweeting Lupe, saying, "Dear black artists, don't talk down on the black community like you are God's gift to niggas everywhere." Fiasco then went at the Cleveland native, telling him to shut up. Cudi didn't leave that alone and replied by saying, "How about you stop shitting on the people who really cared about your well-being when this biz was ripping you apart? Fake ass." At Kid Cudi. Azealia Banks recently took a few shots at Kendrick Lamar regarding comments he made in a recent Billboard cover story. Kendrick told the magazine, "What happened to Michael Brown should have never happened. Never. But when we don't have respect for ourselves, how do we expect them to respect us? It starts from within. Don't start with just a rally. Don't start from looting. It starts from within." Banks would later retaliate by giving KDOT a history lesson. And I don't understand why they use the word retaliate, but whatever. She goes on to say, "LOL, do you know about the generational effects of poverty, racism, and discrimination? There are things in society that benefit a select few of us. Fine, but don't put down the rest by saying they don't respect themselves." And then they have a list of the relevant tweets below. I'm not going to read all the fucking tweets, you know. It's all crazy. Yeah. And the article's got it a little bit confused because Kid Cudi says, "Dear black artists, don't talk down on the black community like you are God's gift to niggas everywhere." And Lupe responds with, shut up, fuck out of here, at Kid Cudi. And then Lupe actually says, "How about you stop shitting on the people who really cared about your well-being when this biz was ripping you apart? Fake ass Kid Cudi." And then Cudi responds, "Uh-oh, we got him mad. Ha 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 ha. My comments come from a place of love. Sorry if I offended anyone except Pupe Fiasco. Fuck that nigga's feelings. Ha ha, dweeb." And then Lupe then responds with, "Niggas be invalid because they don't really mean what they say. I hate niggas that are disloyal at their core, then flex like they Gandhi. Fuck out of here." So here's my issue with the whole thing. First off, Azealia Banks needs to shut the fuck up. She's not relevant. The only thing she's famous for is for starting beef on Twitter. Like, that's literally, like, I have never seen an article where it's like, "Azealia Banks drops hot new song," or "Azealia Banks headlining tour," or "Azealia Banks actually contributing something worthwhile and decent to a community of her own." Never, ever is it that. It's always "Azealia Banks beef with this person." 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 So, I mean, clearly you suck. Shut the fuck up. You don't have a right to say anything about anything. Furthermore, I agree with Kendrick because it's absolutely correct. Okay? There's no respect for the black community because the black community does not respect itself. I mean, that's just point blank fucking period. We kill each other, sell drugs to each other, we rape each other, we destroy each other, we pull each other down. So what the fuck are you talking about? "Oh, well, did you know generational effects of poverty, racism?" Shut the fuck up. Shut up. That's stupid bullshit that dumbass people like you use to fucking stay in the predicament that you're in. And Sean's really fucking amused by the fact that the Kid Cudi called him Pupe Fiasco. But it was funny when I first heard it too. But anyway, these are just bullshit things. And, you know, people don't agree with me. You know, there's a lot of the black community, black American community, that does not agree with me because, oh, well, Johnny, you don't understand. You don't understand. You don't. Fuck you. I don't fucking understand. You know what I'm saying? And I know a lot of fucking people who have put themselves out from nothing and they're fucking still out there doing it. Okay? And if those people can do it, and if I can do it, and if people who I don't know that are doing it can do it, then fucking it can be done. Clearly, it can be done, and it doesn't have to just be basketball, football, sports, and music, okay? It can be a variety of different things. You've got a ton of options out there in the world that are available for you. All you have to do is open your fucking eyes and see it and stop being lazy. And I feel like this story is so relevant considering how we started it off talking about, you know, holding yourself back. And that's all this is. You have a stupid comment like that where you talk about the generational effects of poverty, racism, and discrimination, and, you know, okay, Azalea, if you respect yourself, then awesome. Clearly, fucking Kendrick wasn't talking to you. But you have this fucking snitches get stitches mentality on the streets that is a thing that is happening right now. Still, it's 2015 and snitches are still getting stitches. And I don't even know what that means. I mean, I know what it means, by the way, guys. Calm down, all right? But I'm just saying it's that bullshit that you got going on that is a thing. It is a fucking thing. And you can't expect the white community to respect blacks when you're walking around with your pants sagged, when you're walking around loud, when you're fucking cursing out, you know, our females and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You can't. You just cannot. Okay? You have no respect for anything. So you're not gonna be respected. Plain and fucking simple. Deal with it. Change it if you want to fucking see change. Don't just engage in fucking stupid Twitter beefs, Azalea. Go out there, go to a community and go, hey, brother, pull your pants up. Hey, brother, stop selling drugs. Hey, don't dress like that, females. Hey, stop disrespecting and degrading yourself in the videos. Hey, fucking go out there and do something and be a part of it. Or shut the fuck up. Okay? Period. Done. Secondly, Cudi and Lupe, what the fuck, man? What the fuck? This is why we don't got shit. Because y'all two niggas, some of the most influential motherfuckers, especially in the not indie, but you know, like alternative hip hop scene, the two of the most influential motherfuckers, y'all can't get along. Y'all fighting over what? What are you fighting over? What the fuck are you fighting over? What are you mad about? What are y'all mad about? What is Lupe mad about these days? Like, he's on Twitter right now, and he's being attacked, and I get it. He gets attacked a lot. You know, I've stood up for him, and I've been at the end of a backlash of fucking trying to stand up for Lupe many a times. But what the fuck are you mad about? What are you mad about? There's nothing. There's nothing fucking to be mad about. You're always fucking talking some shit about something crazy. Like, if you was there for the nigga, be there for the nigga. Pull him aside. Give him a phone call. Hey, you know, Cudi, you don't understand what's happening here. Let's talk. Let's fuck. All this fucking Twitter bullshit is just fucking bullshit. Like, what the fuck is happening right now? You know what I'm saying? That's how you guys want to start New Year's off, at each other's throats. You know what I'm saying? Like, doesn't make any sense to me. It's dumb. It's dumb. It's fucking stupid. You know, it's one thing to disagree, but it's another thing to just be like, oh, faithful, oh, fuck, nigga, ah, yeah, bitch, bullshit ass nigga, trifle ass, disloyal ass nigga. What? Doesn't make any sense. I don't get it. We're going to take a short commercial break. We're going to be right back after these messages, and we're going to come back with Lex Lou. So I want you guys to make sure that you got a lot of condoms on deck, all right? Why condoms? Because that's the only thing I can think of to protect you from a virus. I don't know, because I don't think Norton's going to do it. I don't think the antivirus protection systems that you have on your computers are going to do it. So what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to cover your speakers with condoms, because I got a serious virus coming to your eardrums real soon, real fucking soon. Lex Lou, watch The Crown. It's going down. Believe it. We'll be right back.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room. It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. Right there on the right, stupid.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I just keep thinking to myself, and it makes me giggle, that every time I hear the story, I imagine it was Ray Romano in the same situation.
Oh.
Oh, man. Oh,
he kind of does.
I barely touched her. Come on. Oh. Oh, it was my brother. Look at him. He's bigger than me. Come on. Oh. Come on. Everybody loves me. I got twins. Come on. Oh, let's go Home Depot. Come on.
Fess up, Raymond. You know it was you. They got you on video.
Anybody want soup?
Ma, come on. We're talking over here.
Oh, man. I'm dying.
So if you learn anything from Hippo Juice, remember Ray Romano allegedly punched his wife in an elevator.
Right.
We don't report the news accurately. We report half of it. Whatever. It's still news. So fuck you guys. This is more entertaining than some football player.
Listen to the Hippo Juice show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Even when Conti and Kenny are getting lessons about technology, it always becomes...
It's more.
There's a little gray drop-down box.
There
narrow.
Is not. Not when someone's calling you, Joey.
I never want to see a gray drop-down box. Unless it's my grandmother's funeral.
Then you're kneeling at the wrong end, stupid.
The Conti and Kenny Show, Monday nights, 7 to 10, on morelikeradio.com.
An interesting show, it won't ever put you to sleep. It has all the content that you want, the best show on the planet. I ain't even gonna front. Deep, deep, bringing it again and again. Don't ever miss a show and make sure that you're always tuned in. Hosted by my man Mike and Ski Ray. Keep it turned up on the mic all day. Ask me what's my favorite podcast, I say Deep Deep. Listen to the show while you're sipping on your tea. It's the hottest of the hot. You ain't gotta trust me. Tune in to the show and you will definitely see. With Mike and Ski Ray, you can't go wrong. The biggest show ever, bigger than a King Kong. Listen up and don't ever, ever miss a beat. It's Deep V. Remember that the V is so deep.
What's up, everybody? Deep V Podcast.
Deep V.
Be sure to listen to us Fridays at 8 Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Yep.
Also download us on iTunes.
Just type in Deep V.
Deep V, your favorite podcast. Favorite podcast.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Leroy Jenkins!
I was just talking about that the other day. We were talking about how with a coworker of mine at my day job, my day job, which is, just for a second, let me rant. It's kind of the most arbitrary bullshit I've ever done, dude. Like, the other day, somebody asked me something. I was like, man, I don't know. I just want my own fucking restaurant. Like, I just, what? I would sooner have a restaurant of nobody than have a restaurant of a bunch of, as Lupe would say, disloyal ass, ungrateful ass niggas. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I mean. But, it's just, it's the weirdest thing to me how shitty employees can fucking maintain a job and in, I don't know. Anyway, I was talking to a coworker about this spike in just bullshit, you know? People who are making tons of money off of just Twitch, for example, you know? And I mean, that's mainly what we're talking about, commentaries. And South Park did a very, very hilarious, accurate piece on it. You know, people are making money off of just commenting on videos, like on gameplay, in a funny voice. And they're making hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And for a kid, that's a lot. You know, even for an adult with a regular job who just does that on the side, that's a lot of, that's like good spending money. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is become of our society? Like, what? Like, I can't even, you don't even want to play the game. Like, I just got on Twitch yesterday, you know? Let's see. I'm gonna see how it goes. Shit, I wanna make money doing nothing too, you know? Like, I really do. That's like, it's a joke, but it's not a joke. I would love to make money doing nothing. Like, I would love to make money doing nothing. Just being at home. And nothing doesn't necessarily mean absolutely nothing, but to do something that like is fun and that you enjoy. Like, again, if I could make tons of money just doing this, oh, Jesus Christ, pff, fuck my job, you know? I'd make my money, open my restaurant, boom, cha-ching, cashing it in, guys, cashing it in. So, hashtag help Jelani get to 5K subscribers on YouTube. Hashtag help Johnny get to 5K in his bank account. Period. Just in general. So, still need a new computer, guys. Go ahead and I'm accepting donations. www.giveanigamoney.com/org-help-a-nigga-out. Period. Go. Do it. Do it now. All right? And while you're doing that, I'm going to play the soothing sounds. The soothing sounds of some shit followed by some shit that might be followed by some shit. I don't even know. But this is Lex Lou. I met her through a GDC Yeti Zen event. GDC, for those of you who are unfamiliar, is the Game Developers Conference. I went to all of the after parties because I'm a G like that and I have the hookup. I unfortunately don't have the hookup to get into the Game Developers Conference where they give away tons of shit. Dude, they give away so much shit. It's insane. The tickets before January 20th, like $195, but it's totally worth it. Because you go in there, you get free phones, you get free tablets. Somebody, last year? No. The last time I went, some nigga walked out of there with two phones and three tablets. He more than made his money back because I'm sure he sold that shit. You just go to events. You just go to the talks and they're like, here you go. Here's our new shit. They give you software. They give, oh, God, it's so worth it. But anyway, I digress. Put my professional pants back on. You go to the parties, you know, you network. It's a great place to network. I went to this one event. It was at the Giants Stadium, which, by the way, if you haven't been there at night as a personal guest to a company and are just allotted the free range of the entire third floor, but still the entire third floor of the stadium, just outside, inside, just do as you please on that third floor. I suggest that you find a way to make yourself a very important person, because I tell you what, the shit is the bomb.com. The end. But anyway, I met this artist there, and well, I discovered her there. I didn't have the opportunity to meet her. That's another thing I got to start doing. When I go to fucking events and I meet someone, why not bust out the camera and do a little interview? Or at least hit record. Like, God, see? This is the year, guys. It's happening, okay? It is hashtag happening. But, you know, we've been in contact via Instagram and Twitter and the emails. And let me tell you, he's one of those people that you just hear, and just every time you hear him again, it's just better music, better quality, better just on, just hitting you in the face with the, what are you gonna do about my music now? You know, it's just like a bully. You're gonna hear this next song. It's gonna be like a bully grabbing you by your underwear, lifting you up, just ultimate wedgie, just lifting you up off the ground, just ultimate wedgie, and it's taking your milk money. That's what this song is. It's a bully, and it's unfair. It's unfair to the rest of you guys out there who are playing music and is not on my time now, because you know what that means, essentially? That if you're not on my time now, it's not your time, and you're just wasting it. Don't waste time. Get on my time now. Get yourself heard. Send us that fire, because right now you're being embarrassed, you're being humiliated, and you're being bullied for your lunch money. Hashtag, you know what time it is. This is Watch the Crown by Lex Lou.
Why you want us to sleep in the night? Why are you hiding?
Oh, man, y'all ain't ready for that shit, man. We gonna hold on to that one. We gonna play Pine for you right now by J Dime, because y'all ain't ready. Y'all ain't ready for Watch the Crown. Y'all ain't ready, dog. Y'all ain't ready. This is J Dime with Pine, baby. Off the album, Brush of Fresh Air. Yeah, I said album.
Take y'all to the trip.
Deal with it.
Yeah. It's been 2 months, so wanted to hit the draw. I found an angel baggy from back when I'm flowed. My high school days freestyling by the lockers. Affinity with copper, sack and rock chewakas. If you rap a smoke dope and then rap. So I bought it with my debit, double bag in the black. I was backing on my grind and welling on my way until I finally realized I cannot roll a J. Roll a B, I was split. Can he tell did I learn? 20 minutes before, we were burning a fern. We were looking for weed, pushing all I could find. Was a bag of the pine that I bought in 09. Okay, back to the story that should not be ignored. High school were the days when you broke, now poor. Check your wristwatch, getting picked from the cops at 10 to 11, cause you're thizzing with mock. And I listen to Bach and stayed away from the weed. Cause college was the spot of getting lit to ripped off. I hit the weed and they caught.
I fell right.
The weed to lift off. Roll a B, I was split. Can you tell did I learn? 20 minutes before, we were burning the fern. We were looking for weed, pushing out like a fine. Was a bag of the pine that I bought in 09. It's 2013, 4 years it seems, since I put that baggie in the box that I see. I opened up and what did I find? A daily green lighter and a double the pine. And you know desperate times call for desperate measures. I was drier than the weather, yo, residing in the desert. I was higher than the ego, one smell of Calitos. Polar frosted flakes, Doc that Toledo. Blowing out a window, hoping that my folks can only smell the mist shake, spray when it's ocean. Oh damn, coughing up my lungs. I can't help but stop and think about young. Gird days when
I would strip for some codeine. And today's girls might strip for some codeine. I could sell a makeup bug, take a pill, make a food. Bring my bank a bake a cake, a bud. Oh, just roll a BO a split. Any town did I learn? 20 minutes before, we were burning a fern. We were looking for weed, but shit all I could find was a bag of the pine that I bought in 09. It's sitting in my room, writing this rap. A 4-year bud, it did just that. And although it was old, I got damn high. So when the song ends, go and press rewind and roll the BO a split. Can you tell that I learned? 'Cause 20 minutes before, we was burning a fern. We were looking for weed, so we called in a dime. I switched to sweeter than tea. It's a piece of the mind.
All right. That was Pine by J Dime. I love it. It's so fun and lighthearted. You know what I'm saying? I felt like Watch the Crown was too much for you guys. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you guys can handle it. Maybe you're ready. Okay? So without further procrastination, with no more waiting, we going to stop the talking right here, right now. We going to hit play. We going to hashtag press play. We going to get you that new joint of the day. We going to get you that hot joint of the day right now. You know what I'm saying? We going to get you that hotness. We going to give you that boom bap. This is an MC out of L.A., out of this coast, all right? She ain't from the Beast Coast, but she is beasting on this shit. The entire thing is beast. All right? Watch the Crown. Lex Lou. You ain't ready. Hashtag, you know what time it is. Come on.
Why you want us to sleep in the night? What are you hiding?
Yeah.
sleep in the night. Shit.
We over here killing shit on my time now. I had to let that shit ride out. This is Go. But you know what? You know what? You know what? You know what? Hold on a second. Hold on. That was Go. That was Go by myself, a track that I'm releasing, that released. It's available for you to listen to and download. You go to YouTube, youtube.com/ Sir Darkside, and you can listen to all my tracks. But you can find Go there. You can find a link in the description for the audio mag, and you can download it for free. But we got to run that Watch the Crown back one more time. We're going to run Watch the Crown back. We're going to get into Go, and then we just going to go, man. We just, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't feeling that shit for 2015, Watch the Crown, then you ain't feeling nothing at all. Let's just be real. God, veins are cold.
Why you want us to sleep in the night? What are you hiding?
just wanna live life free of pain. But every time I get away, they pull me back again. I'm playing chess with the devil, it's a dangerous game. All my friends looking like I'll never be the same. Like I'm damaged goods, and I'm worthless. And some days I swear I feel like I'm worthless. And so I grab a drink, but now I drink less. I remember getting mad drunk and getting mad best. This life is like a merry-go, but without the merry, it's like a scary go. And as I look around, I'm feeling all alone. Couldn't reach the top of your charts if I was fucking flown. Not hip-hop enough for you fucking clones. That's a sad day, somebody passed the phone. Damn, I always seem to get your voicemail. Why you never hit me back? You know I'm stuck here in there. I tried to make the best out of bad. For so many years, I know they say I shouldn't, but I have got so many tears. Yeah, and I'm sick of trying to reach you. And now I'm such an atheist cause I wanna delete you. I swear, I'm not trying to beat you. All I'm saying is you seem so secret, and I can't see you. But really, I'm just dying to meet you. It's like what my father's left me a pet. So what would you do? Yeah, I'm full of hurt and so full of rage. Poor black man, same story, just a different page. I know, that's what they're gonna say. But can you truly tell me this, the shit you hearing every day? On the radio, on the YouTube channels. Do you like the popping bottles and the women getting handled? Do you like the degradation and the image they're projecting? Cause if you do, the cultures do, but that's just my projection. And I'm as wrong as Nostradamus is. I just wanna get away and have a couple kids. Make a lot of cash and in the process fucking kill the shit. I've been the fucking best at this, y'all just too used to ignorant shit. And I just wanna hit it big. Hashtag life over everything, that's just how I live. I go to sleep stressed and wake up, have a couple beers. I've been going hard for a minute, but you don't fucking care.
Go.
Said, really, I'm just dying to meet you. It's like both my fathers left me. See, a lot of people, they ain't gonna catch that. They ain't gonna catch that. We're all dying to meet God, because in order to meet God, we have to die first. We're all dying. There's a lot of puns in there, man. There's a lot of puns. There's a lot of great, great puns. You know what I'm saying? You really gotta... You gotta be listening to get it. You gotta be listening. You know, live in a Facebook, Twitter society. The whole unfriend or the whole delete you society that we have, this generation that we're in right now. And I say now I'm such an atheist because I want to delete you. I want to delete you my Facebook. I don't wanna be friends anymore. You know, y'all don't get it. We'll run it back for you one more time. So no, you feel the passion, but you don't get it. You don't get the puns. You're not the giving it, Mr. Lindenson. Son, this is Go. It's available for download now, free, off of audiomac.com. Go download it. Go download it. Please, go to audiomac.com, search Sir Darkside, and download it. I need the fucking downloads. Why did I beat myself out there just now? I don't know. But go download it. Go. Go download or at least share it. Share the YouTube video with your friends, and maybe some of your friends will really like it, and they'll go download it because they will get the references. They'll see the puns. They'll understand where I'm coming from. I can't go around just breaking down every line for you. This is Go by yours truly.
Go.
Let's go.
Make this beat.
Go.
produced by Murph This Beat. Oh yeah.
I just wanna live life free of pain, but every time I get away, they pull me back again. I'm playing chess with the devil. It's a dangerous game. All my friends looking like I'll never be the same. Like I'm damaged goods and I'm worthless. And some days I swear I feel like I'm worthless. And so I grab a drink, but now I drink less. I remember getting mad drunk and feeling mad best. This life is like a merry-go, but without the merry, it's like a scary goat. And as I look around, I'm feeling all alone. Couldn't reach the top of your charts if I was fucking flown. Not hip-hop enough for you fucking clones. That's a sad day. Somebody pass the phone. Damn, I always seem to get your voicemail. Why you never hit me back? You know I'm stuck here in here. I tried to make the best out of bad for so many years. I know they say I shouldn't, but I have cut so many tears. Yeah, and I'm sick of trying to reach you. And now I'm such an atheist cause I wanna delete you. I swear, I'm not trying to beat you. All I'm saying is you seem so secret, and I can't save you. But really, I'm just dying to meet you. It's like both my fathers left me at home. So what would you do? Yeah, I'm full of hurt and so full of rage. Poor black man, same story, just a different page. I know, that's what they're gonna say. But can you truly tell me this, the shit you hearing every day? On the radio, on the YouTube channels. Do you like the popping bottles and the women getting handled? Do you like the degradation and the image they're projecting? Cause if you do, the culture's doing, that's just my projection. And I'm as wrong as Nostradamus is. I just wanna get away and have a couple kids. Make a lot of cash and in the process fucking kill the shit. I've been the fucking best at this, y'all just too used to ignorant shit. And I just wanna hit it big. Hashtag life over everything, that's just how I live. I go to sleep stress and wake up, have a couple beers. I've been going hard for a minute, but you don't fucking care. Go.
That was Go, available for download now. Please, audiomac.com, youtube.com. Check it out. If you can't find it, especially on Audio Mac, just search for Sir Darkseid, D-A-R-K-S-E-I-D, and you'll be able to find me, I.E. You can get that shit for free, I.E. You know what I'm saying? That was so good. I'm patting myself on the back right now. But anyway, MC Light offers her opinions on Nicki Minaj and discusses the possibility of a collaboration with the Young Money artist. This was posted January 12th, days after Kendrick Lamar offered some encouraging words towards Iggy Azalea. MC Light continued the conversation by weighing in on the debate regarding the Australian-born rapper's place in rap. Recently, speaking with HelloBeautiful.com, the iconic female MC denounced claims that Azalea shouldn't be considered in the hip-hop conversation and subsequently adds that everyone has something to contribute to the culture. What I think about her is that she is a fan of hip-hop, MC Light says. I've heard her on a few interviews, and I know who she is in terms of having traveled abroad since I was 17, 18 years old. And there are people of all colors that love hip-hop. When she says that she is a lover of this culture, I believe her. Everyone has something to contribute. You either like it or you don't, but you can't say you can't be here. And I agree. I absolutely agree. And, you know, I think she sucks. But exactly, you know, she, I mean, as far as hip hop goes, I don't know if she has a place personally in hip hop. But as far as rap goes, you know, and that's the thing with me, like, she's catchy. She's got a light, like a lot of nice little catchy tunes that are fun to listen to when you're in that mode, when you're in that mood, you know. But you don't get, there's no substance in it. And I feel to me that's what hip hop is. Hip hop is substance. Rap is fun. You rap, hey man, spit a little rap for me. A hip, a hop, a hippie to the hippie, the hip, hip, the hoppy. You don't stop. A rocket to the bang, bang, boogie. So up, jump the boogie to the boogie to the boogie to bead. You know, skippity rebop, debop, Scooby Doo. I guess what America. You know, there's no substance there. It's fun rap. It's just, yeah, let's have fun. So you listen to I'm So Fancy. You know, IGGY, put my name in gold. You know, like that shit. It's fun. Just like Nicki Minaj is fun. It's not hip hop. There's no content there. So does she have a place in rap? Absolutely. Does she have a place in hip-hop? In my opinion, a person who separates hip-hop from rap, rapping is what you do. Hip-hop is what you are. She's not hip-hop. She's a rapper. You know what I'm saying? So, no, she doesn't have a place in hip-hop. Should she be considered in the hip-hop conversation? I don't think so, because if you're talking about hip-hop, then in my book and my definition of the word, you're not talking about rappers. You're talking about hip-hop artists. You're talking about people who are of the culture, for the culture as a whole, you know. I agree. You can't say that you can't be here, you know. If anything, you say if you want to be here, this is what we respect or expect, sorry. But that's, you know, again, that's just me. But to the extent that I agree with her, I do agree with her. Elsewhere, MC Lyke discussed Young Money rapper Nicki Minaj commending her business savvy outlook. I think Nicki is a great businesswoman, and I think she came at the right time. Even guys from camps who had female MCs in their camps abandoned their female MC to have Nicki on their track. Would I ever do a record with her? She continues, I don't know. We'd have to agree on a sub our subject matter. And I've said that before, you know. Nicki's a great business. It's business to her. And that's where I draw that line of, well, are you doing it for the love of the craft, or are you doing it to make money? Because again, when I first stumbled upon her on the interweb, she was dope, long story short. And then she got signed, and then not so much. And she's been doing things for the business aspects of the music industry. And she continues to make money. She continues to make tons of money, you know? And that's good for her. That's great. But it still bothers me the message she puts out. And clearly, it bothers MC Lyke, even though she wouldn't come out and say it. And, you know, these older artists try to choose, a lot of them, should I say, a few of them, try to choose their words carefully out of the backlash from the new age and the new fans. But, you know, the content's not all there. It's not right. It's not fresh. It's not what's happening in the streets, for lack of a better term, you know. But as far as music goes, business goes, you know, Nicki Minaj is a great businesswoman. I just thought the whole Iggy Azalea thing was initially what I came to this article for. Another thing that bothers me is we've got to stop as a culture in 2015. FEMC. F-E-M. CEE. We gotta stop that. We gotta stop this whole idea. Oh man, you mad dope for a female, man. You a great femcy, you know what I'm saying? That's like saying, that's when you separate, you put that separation, in the craft. You know, you wouldn't call a female painter a femme painter. You wouldn't call a female doctor I posted this on Facebook, you know. You wouldn't call a female doctor what did I say? I can't remember what I said, but you wouldn't refer to her by anything other than doctor. You wouldn't call, I remember this one, this analogy I used, you wouldn't call a female officer an overreacher. You know, you call her an officer, you call her a doctor, You call her an artist. You call her an MC. You don't call her a femcee. That's disrespectful, and it's really, it's got to stop, you know? We don't do that with anything else in this world. We don't do it with anything else, but somehow, if you're a female and you rap, you're a femcee. You're not an MC, you know, because you've got breastises and not a penis, so we got to separate you. And essentially, what we're doing is we are degrading the work. We aren't holding it in as high esteem as we should, because we're viewing them differently. If you are an artist, you're an artist. It doesn't matter if you're a woman or a male. Like, I don't think it's, at least it's been rare, you know. Actually, no, I don't think if I have, it's rare. It's rare. But I've never listened to an MC and gone, damn, she's dope for a woman. Like, what kind of mentality is that, that we have to separate, we have to put these boundaries in place to kind of differentiate ourselves from each other? Like, why is that a thing? You know? I mean, we've all been guilty of, especially when Eminem first came out, damn, he's dope for a white boy, because it wasn't something that was expected back then. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like female MCs have been around forever. And, you know, when you look at the amount of white MCs that we've had, they've been pretty much garbage up until Eminem first, to me. You know, I know underground we've had a lot of good ones, should I say, that I didn't know of, but, and that's ignorance, clearly, because you don't know, so you assume that this is all you've seen, and now you go, you say ignorant shit like, you're pretty dope for a white boy, you know. But there were white MCs underground killing it for years. You know, Eminem just put it in the forefront, and that's not something we would say anymore, but people still say it. When Macklemore came out, yeah, he's tight for a white boy. Like, what does that mean? Like, so he's better than your average white person, but he's still not as good as a terrible black rapper, you know? When you say shit like, oh, she's dope for a female, so she's better than your average female MC, but she's still not as good as the worst male MC, you know what I'm saying? Like, that, to me, is insane. And it's stupid. And it should stop. I mean, it's just dumb. We need to stop it. We need to stop segregating ourselves, especially in this culture. We need to be unified on things and kind of fucking, to the extent that we can, you know, stick up for each other. Like, I'm very critical. Anybody who's a longtime fan of this show knows that I'm very critical of a lot of things. But when it comes down to being able to agree with the point of view, you know, like, I agree with Kendrick. I may not agree with his music. I may not like him all the time. I may not think he's the dopest shit since sliced bread. You know what I'm saying? But I still agree with his music. When Chris Brown moved into that one city, and this is, and I'm just doing this to affirm that I don't just speak out my ass to speak. When Chris Brown moved into that neighborhood and he was doing his murals and his spray paint shit, and all the white people that were living there, was they didn't like it because they said it was scaring their kids, I stood up for him, because that's stupid. If you got kids and you can't explain to them what's real and what's not, you can't explain to them what's the difference between being afraid and fear and danger. You know, if you can't explain the difference between fear and danger to your kid, then you shut the fuck up. You don't like it, deal with it. Who cares? It's not fucking, fuck you. You know, you can't tell him what he can and can't do on his house or on his walls. You can't. And I stand up to the extent of which I feel is for what's right. And I back what I feel makes sense. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, we got to stand up for each other when we see something, you know, that, hey, we can disagree. I disagree very strongly, and I disagree in a manner that is very rude at times, admittedly, but hey, that's me. And the other half of it is entertainment. You know, I mean, if I ever saw Chris Brown, I'd have some words with him, which would probably end up with me slapping all the tattoos off his body. But that is Chris Brown. I just don't like woman beaters. I mean, that's just me. You know what I'm saying? I don't like his attitude towards life, given everything that he's been allotted in life. You know, there's a lot of people that I'm like that with, in general. But, you know, I'm not gonna sit down while injustice is happening, while bullshit is going on, and this is bullshit. Femc and MC is bullshit. You're an MC. If you rap, you're an MC, period. Man, female, child, white, black, Asian, fucking Hindu, you're fucking MC. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You know? So be proud of that shit, and we need to stop. Stop. If you're a female, stop saying you're a Femc. You're an MC. And if you're a male, stop calling them Femcs. You're fucking MCs, you moron. You know? Stop the separation and all this segregation bullshit. Like, why do we separate ourselves from ourselves? It's nonsense. Doesn't make any sense to me. We need to stop it. The end of discussion. Do it because I said it, because it needs to get done. Don't ask me any damn questions. Don't ask me why. Do it because I said so. Let's get into these last three joints. First, starting off with Avarex, song titled With It, produced by Soava. Then we have the second Mac Star joint, Let the Horns Blare. And then we're going to end it up with Shock Value off of United We Rhyme by MOA and Pure Knowledge. In a collaborative effort CD, this particular song, however, is just MOA. It's called Shock Value. Let's go. Let's get it started. Hashtag life over everything.
Time in this business day one. I've been up and on my grind in this business day one. don't know. Assuming the song's about me. This is me, you know? And I don't know what else to say, cause I'm rapping about me, no one else today. And it's funny how my world transitions to the nigga that some people always listen to. A mission to an exquisite dude. All I got's my real fans, and this'll do. What's the meaning of a hardship? Well, I guess nothing to these people, that's nonsense. Cause to these people, all my talent isn't godsend. I hope the shit straight sits on your conscience. So, if you're feeling like you got sense, then take a walk with me, you can follow my steps.
Yeah, you just wanna try to steal my shine. Trying to formulate a plot for my downfall. But you will never ever stop my grind. I'ma live until I have it all. You just wanna see me down and out. Cause you don't wanna take the time to see. But you know,
this year I'm planning to shock the world.
Electrify. It's our time now.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Woo! M-E-L-E-C-T-R-I-F-Y-I-N-G. Every day I step out of bed when I hit right, I know I gotta be the best I can be. No matter what, I gotta prove them wrong so I can leave a legacy, love, and due respect. Any moment I can hand off, pull the trigger, and drive real fast like a triple threat.
Like a triple threat.
Fuck your status, I got now and next like I did before. Him and niggas gonna fuck this game raw till his legs are shaking and sore.
Oh God.
When I'm awake from the mic, I might seem calm and sane. But watch me step in the booth, that's when he's gonna bring in pain. Yeah, fuck the fame, I just want people to know that I'm ill.
Uh-huh.
And my punchlines can punchline with basic kicks that your heart will feel. Every rhyme is real, so you can tell me how you can taste it.
Yep.
And it smells like me being better than you, so just face it. Don't get your back up, my notebook was in it
back up.
I got rhymes for days to pack weapons, make you shake yourself and you feel it back up. So pack up, you don't know your rhymes.
What?
I will tell you numerous times. Back out with the fast grind, it should nickname you Busta Rhymes. I'm number one in this bitch, you'll just have to accept it.
Yep.
Yeah, it keeps me a clip in case you don't respect
okay.
it. When I roll up in my whip, it'll be hard to reject it. You don't want no red dots, cause I'll have to connect it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hold up, stop the presses. No one ever told me that I had competition.
What?
Well, I am Bobby Brown. The rest of you faggots are new
edition.
So you better get new religion.
religions. Don't follow Jesus. Ask him to help you find a new career, cause you're getting dominated in your features. These creatures known as my crew continue to beat and polarize you. I'd be surprised if you're alive here, so I suggest you go spread the news. My team behind me, they realign me whenever I fall off track. They take the time to go snipe the guy that just wants to stab my back. So take heed with you bitches.
What?
There's no room for you snitches. Like your mama with a sewing kit with your costume, you gon' get some stitches.
Uh-huh.
Your personal, it's just business. With Patrick as my witness.
Yeah.
Put your goggles on, cause I strongly advise you to pay attention. I'm number one in this bitch, you'll just have to accept it. Yeah, it keeps me a clip in case you don't respect it.
Uh-huh.
When I roll up in my whip, it'll be hard to reject it. You don't want no red dots, cause I'll have to connect it.
Okay. Learn about my shock value, bitch.
There's a reason that I've learned to rip the mic to pieces. Haven't had no voice, never had a choice, but like someone had no
religion.
Tell you what to do, what to say, all this pressure keep building this starts to torment you.
Damn.
Poison, they start to convict you. I need a mic so I can get me through these rough times that's among us.
What?
It's a lot of injustice.
Uh-huh.
No DC comments or Mortal Kombat involved, it's just us. Real people with real struggles, that's what I represent.
Okay.
When I say I'm electrifying, I'm not talking about my fits, I'm talking about veterans, blue collars, and people that walk the streets.
Uh-huh.
That mother that works two jobs just so her kids can eat. That dude that deals with bullies rises up with mental strength.
Yeah.
And everybody living in America that struggles out to pay rent. Rent.
Oh my
now understand that I'm real. I'm working hard to get my game up. There's no need for me to change up. I'm hurrying right that field.
Okay.
There's two sides to the story. By my side or against me. And if you're on the ladder, you're getting served on a silver platter.
What's up?
I'm number one in this bitch. You'll just have to accept it.
Yeah,
it keeps me a clip in case you don't respect
okay.
it.
Okay.
When I roll up in my whip, it'll be hard to reject it.
Uh-huh.
You don't want no red dots, cause I'll have to connect it.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Learn about my shock value, bitch.
Yeah. I told y'all. No more Mr. Nice Guy. I'm coming in.
MOA deuces.
I just want to thank you guys for tuning in and for your continued and awesome support. That was Shock Value by MOA off of their new mixtape, MOA and Pure Knowledge's new mixtape, United We Rhyme. Look out for that coming soon. Look out for whatever the fuck it is I got going on coming soon. I actually have a joint that I'm going to be working on real soon calling Best As Ever Been featuring MOA. So look out for that. It's coming soon. Thank you guys again, man. Stick around. Dutch and Royce is up next. Dutch and Royce and Friends is up next. I keep saying it. This is the year, guys, okay? Change the name of the show, Dutch and Royce and Friends, because it's way more than just two people. So that is a thing that I expect to happen by the end of this year. But thanks, guys. A lot of new shit coming this year, and a lot of changes are going to be made, and a lot of additions, a lot. So just stick around, stay tuned, have patience. I look forward to seeing you guys next week. Dutch and Royce is up next. Feel free to follow me, twitter.com/ Darkside Rules, DarkSeid. Facebook.com/ Darkside Rules. YouTube.com/ Sir Darkside. TwitchTV.com/ Darkside Rules. And be sure that you follow the show, Facebook.com/ It's MTN and Twitter.com/ It's MIT Time N Now. All right, guys. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your night. You can find me on Xbox One, Destiny, or Modern Warfare. So if you got that, feel free to add me. It is Sir Darkside on there. Yes, my gamer tag is my rapper handle. Make it happen. Go in peace. May the force be with you. And one.